afternoon. It's 4:30 and 88 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Cody Robinson.
Leave a little bit earlier. Give yourself some time. Be patient.
Moorhead residents should expect some traffic delays this week.
State University employees will continue to receive tuition waivers this fall.
The Rowland County Sheriff is investigating a burglary and a suspicious fire.
A former police detective will serve 1 year in prison.
State officials had to be evacuated in Frankfurt today.
In sports, the Reds face off with the Mets tonight in New York.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
A 30% chance of showers tonight with a low of 72 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
Classes at Rowland County Schools begin this Thursday, and that means more traffic for downtown Moorhead. Students at Moorhead State University will also be moving into dorms on Wednesday and Thursday, adding thousands of vehicles into the mix. Moorhead Police Captain Kyle Callahan says residents should plan accordingly.
With the manpower that we got, we're kind of maybe a little shorter on manpower this year. And the only thing we can do is just ask for people to be patient, you know.
Classes begin at Moorhead State University on Monday, August 13th, and that's when the citywide two-hour parking rule will also go into effect.
Several other schools in the WMKY listening area opening this week. Morgan County opens on Wednesday. Carter and Fleming counties also join Rowan to open on Thursday. Bath County schools open next Wednesday, August 15th. And Montgomery County schools open on Thursday, August 16th.
Moorhead State University joined universities and colleges across the Commonwealth to help with continuing education last week. Currently, anyone employed by a public institution can use a tuition waiver to pursue a degree at any other state college. But that program was axed by Governor Matt Bevin earlier this year. University presidents agreed to extend the program, at least for the fall semester. MSU Assistant Vice President for Enrollment Services Tim Rhodes says this helps out a lot of students who are already enrolled in a program.
They can continue just as they are through the fall semester. And in the meantime, the presidents will be discussing what to do next, whether to continue it on or what they think the best option is.
More than 100 students at Moorhead State are using the tuition waiver from other institutions.
Ashland Community and Technical College has a new president. WMKY's Joe Lewis has more.
Larry Ferguson will leave his post as vice president and acting chancellor of the Kentucky Community and Technical College system to serve as ACTC's new president. Current ACTC President J.K. Box told the Ashland Daily Independent last Friday he had chosen Ferguson after 2 days of interviews and public forums with the three finalists for the job. Louisiana Delta Community College Chancellor Barbara Hansen, as well as Elizabethtown Community and Technical College Provost and Chief Academic Officer L. Tiffany Evans, were the other two candidates considered for the position. Ferguson has previously served as Dean of Community, Workforce, and Economic Development, as well as Dean of Resource Development and External Affairs at the school. He also served as Executive Director of ACTC's Charitable Foundation. Ferguson will begin his tenure as ACTC's new president in October. For WMKY News, I'm Joe Lewis.
We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Rowan County Fiscal Court, reminding citizens, civic groups, churches, and businesses to properly retire old, faded, or damaged American flags. In partnership with Advanced Disposal, Rowan County Fiscal Court has placed a collection bin inside the Rowan County Courthouse. Flags may be dropped off Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. through September 11th. More information by calling 784-6345.
The Rowan County Sheriff's Department is still looking into the cause of a fire on U.S. 60 west of Moorhead. Firefighters responded to a trailer fire early July 29th in the afternoon at the home of Harvey Kissick, the man who is accused of shooting two people during the 4th of July holiday weekend. Deputy Joe Klein says authorities were at the trailer just hours before the blaze.
We received information that there was a possible break-in of that camper. And we responded there, and the deputies were able to do an investigation. And it appears that the investigation is still ongoing.
The sheriff's office is also investigating evidence gathered after the fire to determine if it could have been set intentionally. No one was injured during the blaze.
Scioto County, Ohio authorities are investigating a deadly head-on crash. WSAZ reports 41-year-old Rocky Messer of Portsmouth died Friday evening on Route 125. Investigators say the driver of the other vehicle was taken to Cabell Huntington Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Officials say the cause of the crash is currently unknown.
A former Georgetown police detective has been sentenced to 1 year in prison for committing criminal acts while on the job. LEX 18 reports Chris Bayer resigned from his post earlier this year after a department investigation. He was accused of taking opioids from the police department and using investigation money for personal expenses. Bayer is charged with theft, possession of a controlled substance, and abuse of public trust. He must report to Scott County Courthouse on Friday to begin serving his sentence.
A Lexington man has been arrested and charged with rape. Local police arrested Gary Barker Saturday. He is charged with rape and accused of following a woman to her apartment to attack her back in July. WKYT reports the victim was able to stop the attack with a bottle of mace. Barker is currently lodged in the Fayette County Detention Center.
An Ashland woman is pleading guilty to charges of wanton endangerment after her 14-month-old child reportedly overdosed. According to the Daily Independent, 23-year-old Jocelyn Smith signed over legal rights to her child in Boyd Circuit Court on Friday. She was sentenced to 5 years in prison and 5 years probation by Circuit Judge George Davis. Smith is lodged in the Boyd County Detention Center. The child is in the care of family members.
One person has died after a three-vehicle crash in Pike County. WYMT reports 56-year-old Terry Smith was ejected from his motorcycle when he, a van, and a passenger car all collided Saturday morning. He was taken to the Pikeville Medical Center but was pronounced dead by the county coroner. No other injuries were reported. Authorities continue to investigate the cause of the crash.
A woman is in jail after she allegedly stole an ambulance in Rockcastle County. 51-year-old Pamela Cash was waiting for relatives to pick her up from the Rockcastle County Hospital when she became impatient and got into an ambulance running nearby. Police tell WYMT Cash drove to the Christian Appalachian Project in Rinfo Valley, about 3 miles away, where she rummaged through other vehicles, allegedly trying to find keys in order to steal another vehicle. The ambulance and its equipment are worth about $100,000. Cash faces charges of criminal mischief and theft by unlawful taking, over $10,000.
A state office building in Frankfort has been evacuated due to a chemical leak. Franklin County Sheriff Pat Melton tells WKYT anhydrous ammonia was leaking at the Kentucky Department for Libraries and Archives building on Coffee Tree Lane. Frankfort fire crews say the leak has only affected one room, and they are trying to prevent further leaking from contaminating other areas. Currently, no one is allowed within 330 feet of the building. It's unclear what caused the leak.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has released a report assessing the negative environmental impacts of biofuels policy under the Renewable Fuel Standard. The report recognized for the first time that federal mandates for fuels based on corn and soybeans have had consequences for wildlife habitat and water resources. The standard was put in place in 2007 to reduce the nation's dependency on fossil fuels. But David DeGennaro with the National Wildlife Federation explains the standard has resulted in air and water pollution, soil degradation, loss of biodiversity, and greater food insecurity.
In finding that the renewable fuel standard is having negative consequences to a whole suite of environmental indicators, the report is a red flag warning us that we need to reconsider the mandate's scope and its focus on first-generation fuels made from food crops.
Right now, most gas is E10, meaning it contains 10% ethanol. But President Donald Trump and senators from some agricultural states are urging the EPA to increase the mandated ethanol content of gasoline.
Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin is sounding confident an agreement will eventually be reached on trade between the U.S. and China. China announced plans Friday to slap an additional $60 billion in tariffs on American goods in response to escalating trade war threats from the Trump administration. In a recent interview with Chinese network CGTN, Bevin said there's a $375 billion plus annual trade imbalance between the U.S. and China that needs to be addressed, but he's not worried about the tariffs permanently damaging the trading relationship.
I'm highly optimistic because I know that if we don't find resolution, both sides lose. There is going to be change, no question. You can't have hundreds of billions of annual trade imbalance between major powers and expect not to have change. There will be change. There needs to be change.
China is currently Kentucky's fourth largest trading partner, accounting for more than 9% of the state's overall exports in 2017.
Lexington's Reimagining Cheapside project is hosting a series of storytelling walks designed to raise awareness about the history of the site that served as a slave auction block before the Civil War. WUK's Wise Josh James has the details.
The four public storytelling walks are part of a wider campaign to recreate the space next to the county's old courthouse, where two Confederate statues were removed last fall. The Bluegrass Community Foundation says the events will center on the, quote, undertold history of the site while highlighting the local contributions made by African Americans. The Reimagining Cheapside project is being headed up by Toronto placemaker and community engagement professional Jay Pitter. The walks are set for August 10th through the 12th. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
Taking a look at your local weather forecast for the week. Tonight, a 30% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy with a low around 72. Tomorrow, partly sunny and a 40% chance of scattered showers with thunderstorms also possible after 11 a.m., highs near 88 degrees. Tomorrow night, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 70. Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms likely throughout the morning and a 90% chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a high near 82 degrees. Current temperatures in your listening area are 85 degrees in Flemingsburg, 90 degrees in Lexington, 88 degrees in Winchester, 86 degrees in Inez, 86 degrees in Ashland, and 88 degrees here on the campus of Morehead State University.
On our feature segment today, an Arizona-based company is pitching a product to Kentuckians that creates drinking water out of sunlight and air. WMKY's Jacob Lindberg has the details.
Zero Mass Water is marketing the Source Hydro Panel, a product that rests on roofs and looks just like a solar panel, but instead produces at least the equivalent of a 12-pack of bottled water per day. Caitlin Fitzgerald is head of marketing and communications with the company. She explains how the material inside the hydro panel attracts water vapor in the air.
You can think of this material like rice in a salt shaker. It's more attracted to water than its environment, and it's pulling that in faster than other materials would. And it's only attracted to those water molecules. Anything left in the air is left behind. We use the solar power in the hydro panel to convert this water vapor into liquid water.
That liquid water is then piped into the home. Fitzgerald says the self-sufficient nature of the Source hydro panel could appeal to those concerned with lowering their carbon footprint.
So every one source hydro panel is going to offset over 50,000 standard plastic bottles in its lifetime. And of course, all the CO2 associated with it. It's really the only way to get drinking water without either a high carbon or water footprint.
Fitzgerald says Source could also be of aid when the quality of a public water source is substandard or interrupted.
When, you know, there's a boil water advisory, when there's a water outage, or the water has fallen out of standards with the Environmental Protection Agency.
She says Source is a way to avoid contaminated water sources entirely.
And the root cause ranges from so many different things, from distribution through infrastructure to the supply chains of bottled water, contamination like many people in Kentucky face. And what we really set out to do was to design a solution that would bypass those solutions, those options.
The cost of the two hydro panels is about $4,500, including installation. Fitzgerald contends this is a cheaper avenue in the long run.
If you are buying bottled water for your family all the time, or even if you're just preparing for times where you're facing water contamination like many residents in Kentucky are, it's going to pay back in about 2 to 3 years compared to those costs.
More information can be found online on the company's website, zeromasswater.com. Reporting for WMKY News, I'm Jacob Lindberg.
It's 4:46 and 88 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Cody Robinson, and we are coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in Breckenridge Hall. We're so glad that you've joined us on this Monday afternoon. Tilden Johnson has sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. The Recreation Center offers basketball and racquetball courts, fitness areas, weight and exercise equipment, indoor walking track, and swimming pool. Outdoor Adventures features camping and hiking equipment, kayaks and paddleboards for Eagle Lake and Bouldering Wall, lockers, towel service, group fitness classes, and personal training. Day passes and community memberships are now available for summer 2018. More information at 783-2083.
The Reds are in the Big Apple. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Tilden Johnson. The Cincinnati Reds are in New York this evening to face off against the Mets. The Reds are coming off a losing 1-3 series against the Nationals, finishing with yesterday's defeat 1-2. Cincy manager Jim Riggleman says his team will have to quit missing key opportunities if they want to do any better in New York.
As of late here, we've had a few of those days where we could have taken a lead or added on, and we didn't. But, everybody's, when you know when they step in the batter's box, you're getting 100% because that's, those are the numbers that make players' careers. And so it's not from a lack of effort, it's just a lack of execution.
Game time this evening is set for 7:10. The Round County football team had its first scrimmage of the season this weekend. The Vikings were in Mount Sterling, where they scrimmaged against Montgomery and Grant County. Rowan head coach Kelly Ford says he was very happy overall with his team, but now he knows what they need to work on.
Well, I mean, one, we got to go back. You know, this is our day four in pads. We got to go back to tackling. We had a lot of missed tackles today on the defensive side. Offensive side, we just got to work on staying on our blocks and running backs hitting the holes. We missed a few holes today that would have been big for us, had big plays. But also offensively, we got to learn. We had great drives today, but we got to finish the drive and punch it in the end zone.
The Vikings head to Russell Saturday for EKC Gridorama at 8 p.m. The University of Kentucky football team is continuing to fine-tune during their fall camp. The Wildcats kicked off practice on Friday, and head coach Mark Stoops tells UK Athletics he's seeing a lot of promise from transfer receiver Ahmad Wagner.
You know, so far he's really done well. Yesterday he made two really nice catches as well. One of those catches where you're completely covered and he come down with two balls yesterday. And I didn't notice it was much today, one or two, but yesterday he made two really good catches that way where, you know, guys were draped all over him. And he's a big target, so hopefully he'll continue to do that for us.
Opening day for the Wildcats is September 1st. 13 North Carolina football players face early season suspensions for selling team-issued shoes. UNC said today 9 players received 4-game suspensions for these secondary NCAA violations. 2 players will sit 2 games out, while 2 others will be suspended for 1 contest. UNC reported the violations after learning of shoes being sold to at least 1 retailer in an email from a member of the public in January, according to documents released after a public records request from the Associated Press. The Cincinnati Bengals have a Week 1 preseason game against the Chicago Bears this Thursday at home. Rookie running back Mark Walton spoke to Bengals.com about the opportunity to show what he can do on field and the preparation of going into his first pro game.
I'm very excited. You know, always wanted to be an NFL player. Now I'm here. You know, the game Thursday, now I get to go up against another team, defense, a real team in a game atmosphere. So I'm hyped up, and I'm ready to go back to film and start watching the Bears defense and try to get in anything I can, clue what they do, and so we can go out and be successful as we can be on Thursday night and come out with a victory.
Kickoff Thursday evening is at 7. In some other Bengals news, Vontaze Burfict has been cleared to participate in training today after injuring his hamstring. This will be the first time he's been able to participate in training camp this year. He will be able to play in next week's preseason game, even though he has to sit out the first 4 regular season games for using performance-enhancing drugs. The Detroit Lions have removed defensive end Ziggy Ansah from the physically unable to perform list. The Lions announced the move today, although they have not said what the injury was. Ansah has not played a full 16 games since the 2015 season. Green Bay Packers left tackle David Bakhtiari has apparently avoided a serious injury. Bakhtiari was hurt during a family night practice on Saturday at Lambeau Field. Coach Mike McCarthy said before practice today that Bakhtiari's injury is not of the long-term nature. Bakhtiari is one of the most important offensive players for the Green Bay Packers, as quarterback Aaron Rodgers is a reliable blindside protector. A former University of Kentucky men's basketball player was arrested for an alleged assault on Saturday. The Herald Leader reports that Andre Riddick is accused of picking up his girlfriend, pushing or tossing her down the stairs, and punching her in the chest following an altercation at a bar at Newport-on-the-Levee. Riddick played for UK from 1991 to 1995, and he was known for his shot-blocking ability in the Rick Pitino era. The former UK basketball player was charged with alcohol intoxication in a public place, fourth-degree assault, disorderly conduct, and resisting arrest. And lastly in sports, NASCAR mogul Brian France was arrested in New York's Hamptons for driving while intoxicated and criminal possession of oxycodone after he was seen blowing through a stop sign, police said. France, the chairman and CEO of the auto racing behemoth, was arraigned today at Sag Harbor Village Justice Court after a night in jail and was released on his own recognizance. Information on a lawyer who could comment on France's behalf was not immediately available, nor was information on his next court date. NASCAR said in a statement that it takes France's arrest as a serious matter and will issue a statement after we have all of the facts. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Tilden Johnson.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Eagles soccer and football season tickets are now available. Soccer has 7 home games, including their home opener with Ball State on August 26th. Football has 6 home games and hosting Mount St. Joseph on September 8th. More information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks rose, led by gains in the NASDAQ and in particular by gains in Facebook, as investors continue to pour through corporate earnings results. And at the close, the Dow Industrials finished with a modest gain, and as mentioned, not as strong as the NASDAQ or the broader market. The Dow was up 39.6 at 25,502.18. The S&P 500 was up 10.05 at 2850.4, and the NASDAQ Composite was up 47.66, or 0.625%, at 7859.68. Facebook was strong today on reports that the social media giant is in talks with banks to incorporate users' financial information into Messenger. And, of course, Facebook has been under pressure ever since they reported earnings when the company's management guided down earnings growth expectations for the next couple of years. Berkshire Hathaway posted stronger-than-forecast quarterly profit late Friday, sending its Class B shares up by 3% today. Cardinal Health and Tyson Foods reported better-than-expected corporate earnings before the bell. Shares of Tyson rose more than 3%, but Cardinal Health stock slipped 0.5%. Jacobs Engineering spiked almost 8% higher on better-than-expected forecast or better-than-expected earnings, and they were the best performer in the S&P 500. In trade news, a senior Trump administration official said that the White House is not ruling out slapping auto tariffs on Canada. The suggestions come as NAFTA negotiations continue with Canada on the sidelines. It also comes as President Trump's considering raising proposed tariffs on $200 billion in Chinese goods to 25% from 10%. In the commodities markets, oil was up almost 0.5% at $68.80 a barrel. Gold was down 0.625% at $1,215.20 an ounce. In Europe, stocks declined slightly, with the Stock 600 index down 0.125%. And in the Far East, stocks were mixed, with the Shanghai Composite down 1.25% and the Hang Seng in Hong Kong up 0.5%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were Disney and DuPont. The worst performers were IBM and Boeing. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Jacobs Engineering Group and Dish Network, while the worst performers were Newell Brands and Praxair. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global up 22 cents at 85.16, CSX up 89 cents at 72.15, AK Steel up 2 cents at 4.52, AEP up 9 cents at 71.27, Marathon Petroleum up 74 cents at 79.83, and Community Trust Bank was up 10 cents to finish at 48.80. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, across from St. Clair Healthcare on Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead. Rutabaker's has made-from-scratch cakes, pies and cookies, scones, braids and muffins. Lunch menu features sandwiches, soups and salads. Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe is open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Takeout orders and lunch reservations at 780-4282 or online at rutabakers.com. Taking another look at your weather. Tonight, a 30% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy with a low around 72. Tomorrow morning, partly sunny and a 40% chance of scattered showers with thunderstorms also possible after 11 a.m., highs near 88 degrees. And tomorrow night, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 70 degrees.
Taking a look at some events coming up in your region, the Rowan County Caring and Sharing Alzheimer's Support Group will meet at 6 p.m. tonight at the Center for Health, Education, and Research in Moorhead. Caregivers of those with Alzheimer's or a related disorder are invited to attend. Attendees will receive education, support, and new information about caregiving issues.
A blood drive sponsored by the Kentucky Blood Center will be held at the Moorhead Kroger from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, August 11th. Donors must be able to provide a photo ID, be at least 17 years of age or 16 with parental consent, weigh at least 110 pounds, and be in general good health.
Safe Harbor of Northeast Kentucky will host the 11th Annual Lobster Fest fundraiser from 6:30 to midnight on Saturday, August 11th at Bellefonte Country Club in Ashland. Catered dinner, silent and live auction, dancing and music by the Bad Habits. Proceeds to benefit Safe Harbor of Northeast Kentucky to assist victims of domestic violence. Reserve tickets and more information at 606-329-9304.
The 15th Annual Magoffin County Community Day will be held at Ramey Memorial Park in Salyersville on Saturday, August 18th. Bluegrass music begins at 10 a.m. featuring Rhonda Vincent and The Rage, Hammertown, Black Powder Express, Ralph Stanley II with the Clinch Mountain Boys, and others. General admission is $10.
The Rowan County Fiscal Court reminds citizens, civic groups, churches, and businesses that properly retire old, faded, and damaged American flags. In partnership with Advanced Disposal, a collection bin is located inside the Rowan County Courthouse. Flags may be dropped off Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m.
A blood drive sponsored by the Kentucky Blood Center will be held at the Moorhead Kroger from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, August 11th. Donors must be able to provide a photo ID, be at least 17 years of age or 16 with parental consent, weigh at least 110 pounds, and be in general good health.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Joe Lewis, Tanner Boyd, Logan Pemberton, Kyle Blankenbuehler, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, and Tilden Johnson. WUKY's Josh James, Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke, and our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Jacob Lindberg. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead and translator W202BHINS. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Cody Robinson and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers. For WMKY News, All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.